ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। विष्णु सहस्र नाम 656 हरि। We've heard of primary names of Krishna and secondary names, but even among the primary names, Hari has got to be one of those which is most commonly used. Hari, Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, these are probably the four most commonly used. Maybe even Hari is the most commonly used. What does it mean? Well, most devotees, all devotees, know it means he who takes away. But there's another meaning, which is the one given by our Sri Vaishnava original commentator, Parashara Bhatta. You know the word in Hindi, harit, means green. Just like if I had eyes in the back of my head, which I don't, I would see the green scenery behind me. So green, it means green. Sometimes we've heard that Lord Ramachandra's complexion is greenish, more commonly Shyama. Parashara Bhatta gives a quote from Mahabharata, Shantipava, to support this. Varnas chame hari srishta tasmat harir iti smritaha, in which Krishna says, I'm called Hari because my best complexion is green. How about that? There's no more explanation of given of that. So I won't attempt any more either. Now, the commentators don't get into it here. The commentators that I have access to. Hari also means a lion. Can mean Indra. Among the great lion-like persons, who is greater than Krishna? And of course, we know the name Narahari. Nara means man, and Hari means, maybe you think Narahari means man, God, but it means man, lion. So that's there. Now, most of the commentary that's given here is he who takes away. So someone who takes away, there are different categories. One category is a thief. Who likes a thief? Does anyone like a thief? Maybe the thief's wife likes the thief because he brings home money for them to, for the family to use. But we know from the Ramayana, or at least related lore, L-O-R-E, related with Ramayana, that when Valmiki was told by Narada that he would have to suffer for being a thief, he was a dacoit, which means a violent, murderous thief. Before he became the great saint, Valmiki, he was a murderous thief. And Narada told him, you'll have to suffer the sinful reactions. And Valmiki said, well, everyone has a profession. I'm doing this to support my family. So Narada said, go and ask your family members if they will share in the sinful reactions. So they weren't prepared. Valmiki asked his wife and other relatives that I'm stealing for you and you're sharing the results, or you're enjoying the results of my stealing. Will you share the results of the sinful reactions that I'm producing? And they said, no, our job, it's your job to bring money. That's your duty. It's not our duty to share in the... It's our right to take what you give us, but we're not obliged to share in the sinful reactions. So give us the money and keep the sinful reactions. So Valmiki became disgusted. So the point is that even the family members may not appreciate very much. No one likes a thief. Probably all of us have had something stolen from us. Is it? Have you had something stolen from you at your young age? Have you had anything to steal? In your school days, what did they steal? Money. So how do you feel about that? It's nice? No, you feel very bad. No one likes a thief. Someone who takes something away from us. But there are some people who we like if they think take things away from us. Just like we are now in an Ayurvedic hospital, we'll be very happy if the doctor takes away our diseases from us. Or the doctor may take away a tumor, a surgeon may take away a tumor. Or he may take away the pus in a boil. Of course, the doctor, a real doctor, understands that I am not doing it. I am just an instrument. If I can give treatment and take away the disease, really I'm just acting as an instrument of the higher power, who is ultimately God. So someone who takes something away unwanted that we cannot remove by ourselves is very welcome. So Krishna, he's praised like that. Shankaracharya, in his commentary, he gives the meaning of the name Hari. Samsaram harati iti Hari. Who takes away samsara, repeated birth and death. Or alternatively, papanam harati iti Hari. Who takes away sins. Such a thief is desirable, who takes away things that we cannot take away ourselves, but we want to remove them. But Krishna sometimes takes away things that we don't want removed for our own benefit. Yasyaham anugrahnami harishe. Hear the word harishe. I take away. Krishna tells Yudhishthira that to a person who I favor, I take away their wealth gradually, finding himself penniless. When he becomes penniless, then his loving relations, they abandon him, finding him to be no longer a source of happiness. Now he's a source of distress, because instead of supporting us, we have to share whatever little we have with him. We don't want him anymore, useless fellow. So Krishna may take away something from us that we don't want to be taken away, but which is beneficial for us to be, if it's taken away. He takes away all our obstacles to that obstruct our advancement in devotional service. We may be attached to those obstacles due to our foolishness. That is Krishna's kindness upon his devotees. He takes away the sense of anyone thinking that something belongs to me or anything belongs to me. If we can only have something taken from us if I think that something belongs to me, then we feel distress. But if we understand that nothing belongs to me, then we don't feel distress when something is taken away. Of course, we may see ourselves as the custodian of something in Krishna's service. So we have very great responsibility, just like this recording equipment which is stuck in front of my face, a camera, and all these other kind of things. We take precautions so it doesn't get stolen. We would feel distressed if it is stolen. Not that we have a sense of it is mine, but it is my responsibility to look after it because we are using it in Krishna's service. And we don't want some cheap thief to take it away and sell it to someone who will use it for purposes other than directly Krishna's service. So Krishna, apart from taking away things that we don't want to take away, he's praised as the greatest thief. And just a little later, I'll get around, if maybe in the next talk, I'll get around to how Krishna is praised as the greatest thief. As far as taking away is concerned, Satyadeva Vashishta, connects this name to one who takes everything away. If you have a little money stolen from your pocket, you feel pretty bad. If your body is taken away, that Krishna, they feel worse. Mrityu sarva harash chaham. At the time of death, Krishna says, harash. Again, hari, harash. At the time of death, Krishna says, I take everything away from a person, and the universe, he takes everything away from the universe. And what happens if everything's taken away from the universe? Nothing left. So he takes away the whole universe. That's a pretty big thief. Of course, we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The word Hare can be understood to be the vocative form of Hara, which indicates Radha. It can also indicate Hari. So either way that it's taken, in this context that we're discussing, we can take it as a name, invoking Hari. Oh Hari, oh Lord Hari. There's Narottam Das begins several of his songs by calling out Hari Hari, which among Bengali Vaishnavas, not so much of a tradition now, but it appears to be previously that it would be called out when one is in distress, or just as a saying, just like people in America might say, "Oh my God!" So a Bengali Vaishnava might say, "Hari Hari," as an expression. Narottam Das begins many songs like that. Most famously, at least among we who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, who very much like this song, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gavainam Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajaya Janaya Shunya Bisha Kaino. One name of Lord Hari, which was possibly coined by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a name he gave to one of his disciples, was Avidyaharandas, one who takes away ignorance. So he takes away our material existence by taking away our ignorance of our situation, our existential ignorance, our ignorance of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. Famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. One whole chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is dedicated to discussion of one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that verse? Atma Ramash Chamunayo Nyagranta Apya Rukrame. Kurvanti Ahaitukin Bhaktim Itam Bhuta Guno Hare He. So the subject of this verse is Hari. Itam Bhuta Guno Hare He. That Hari has such qualities that he attracts the minds, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained it, of practically all classes of persons. Particularly as mentioned here, Atmarama. This verse is cited in the discussion of how Shukadeva Goswami, he was Atmarama, he was fully satisfied in himself by dint of transcendental realization. But he became attracted to hear topics of Krishna, which indicates that topics of Krishna, Hari, are transcendental. So Krishna attracts everyone, and Hari takes away the mind, even of a person whose consciousness is situated in transcendence. Parinishchito Pinayagunye, that also Shukadeva said, even though I was situated in impersonal realization of nirgunye, of having in the consciousness of qualitylessness, being beyond the qualities of this material world, I was attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna. So this Vishnu Sahasranama, it's one long exposition of the transcendental qualities of this most superb personality, who is our best friend, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Hari. Now, one thought that came in my mind, we can say Krishna gave it, he didn't take it away. One thought that came in my mind is that by taking away, Krishna shakes things up. Things aren't the same. When there's a thief as competent and powerful as Krishna, he's not just going to steal 10 rupees from your pocket. He's going to change your whole life. He may change the whole world. That's Krishna. If he's going to be a thief, he's not going to be some petty pickpocket. He's going to do something spectacular. So he takes away all preconditions and preconceptions and changes things. Just like a great example is that of Narahari, the lion-man combination form of the Supreme Lord. Hiranyakashipu was proud, felt secure. I've done what I needed to do. I did my austerity. I got the power that I needed to conquer the universe. I'm completely in charge. No one can do anything to me. I'm invincible. I'm immortal, he thought. Narahari came, took away his life, took away the life of all the demons who are in his company, who being demons, they might have thought, when they saw him being killed, they thought, oh, now he's dead, maybe I can be the next one. I'll be the next king of the universe. I'll take over. But he killed all of them too. He completely changed the whole situation in the universe. Similarly as Vamana, he did in a peaceful way. He did, at least he didn't personally kill Bali Maharaj. He promised to Prahlad that he would never, that he, Vishnu, would not kill any more, he would not kill any of Prahlad's descendants. He had already killed Prahlad's father and uncle. So he didn't kill Bali Maharaj. Anyway, Bali Maharaj was his devotee. But again, he just shook up the whole universal order. The demons were on top. They looked invincible. Vamana came, and in a short time, the whole situation had changed. After Krishna came to Vrindavan, he appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda. Vrindavan was never the same again. Before Krishna came and after he came, what a difference. How Krishna became the center of the lives of everyone in Vrindavan. He had not directly been so prior to his appearance. They're all great devotees, but their devotion was latent because Krishna hadn't appeared. And then again, after he left Vrindavan, it was never the same again. Having lived with Krishna literally day and night, Krishna's not a big sleeper. He performs pastimes throughout the day and throughout the night also. So the Vrajavasis, for them, Vrindavan could never be the same. The same sweet breezes, the same Yamuna, the same cows, the same forests, the same Govardhan hill. But Vrindavan could never be the same without Krishna. And then when he went to Mathura, he completely shook things up. Kamsa was the king, powerful, on top of everything. Krishna struts in. First thing, just like taking a few peanuts before you eat a big meal. He killed the washerman who was a servant of Kamsa's. Then he killed the mighty Kuvalayapura, the elephant, who was trying to obstruct the entrance to the wrestling arena. Then he killed Charnura and other wrestlers. And then he killed Kamsa. And in a short time, the whole political order was completely shaken up. So he is really the one who can get things done. He really changes things. We hear so many people, they're talking about they want a revolution, they want to change things, they want to change the world and make it better. Better take shelter of Krishna. He can do things. We could become an instrument in his plan, but the one who really does things is Krishna. He is the Karta, the doer. There's a previous name in Vishnu Sahasranam. Previous names. Karta, Satkarta, someone who actually does things. He gets things done. He's not just a big talker. He's not an armchair philosopher. Bhagavad Gita wasn't spoken on an armchair. It was spoken on a battlefield. So Krishna talks and he gets into actions. He gets things done. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita belittles persons who think kartaham prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara. Out of ahankara, kartaham iti manyate, ahankara vimudhatma. Persons who are actually under the control of the three modes of material nature think I am doing things. They're big fools. Krishna's actually doing things. Just see, Krishna's sending the rain. Just started raining. So Krishna, Vishnu, We're reading Vishnu Sahasranama. He's known as the preserver. I'll speak about this on another sitting, because this, with this rain, it's too loud. Already my voice is strained. So Krishna's taking away my voice. Well, I should be careful and not strain it too much. So I'll finish here for now. Hare Krishna.